In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a Good Friday like any other, but it's very different. It is one we will always remember. On Good Friday, it's the preacher's job to bring us all together at the foot of the cross, where we can experience the depth of despair that must have been felt by Jesus' mother, his aunt, Mary Magdalene, and John. They must have shared a sense of profound confusion. Just a few days ago, they entered Jerusalem in a triumphal procession. Now, Jesus is dying on a cross. They were probably angry. They probably felt abandoned by God. Even Jesus felt abandoned by God. This year, more than any other year I can remember, most of us are already feeling at least some of those emotions as we come to the foot of the cross in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Good Friday's called Good Friday for a reason, and we cannot lose sight of that. We will rejoice on Sunday, but today we come together to confront the terrible desolation of the cross far more deeply and far more emotionally than we do on any other day. On this day, we see that more than anything else, Jesus' death on the cross is the revelation of God's deep love for each one of us. This was a dreadful part of God's plan that must be contemplated with the resurrection in mind. When we do that, we're able to understand his death in terms of sacrifice, forgiveness, salvation, redemption, and profound grace. Through his death and resurrection, each one of us is perpetually transformed as we are given new and eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. That is the good news of Good Friday. But that news doesn't make us immune to fear or sense of desolation. Jesus was fully human. His words from the cross tell us that he too felt a sense of fear and some sense of abandonment. That is part of the gift of the crucifixion, the good part of Good Friday, that we can take comfort in knowing that Jesus felt every emotion and every bit of physical pain that we will ever feel. Psalm 22, often called the prayer of a lonely soul, begins very abruptly with, my God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? Christ's passion, the cross, and his sense of abandonment by God should comfort us. Jesus felt just as each of us has felt at one time or another. Jesus felt just as many of us feel right now. And because of that, we know that God is with us even when we feel like we have been abandoned by God. It is the suffering Christ that is the means by which God knows all suffering. As soon as I finish this sermon, the choir is going to sing an anthem by Sir John Stainer that captures the meaning of Good Friday. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus may not have felt it, but God was with him on the cross. His resurrection was proof of that. By necessity, we are scattered across the country as we gather in Christ's name this afternoon, but God's presence transcends our dispersion. God is with us. God is always with us, and it is through God's intimate knowledge of us and God's deep love for us that we are forgiven. Through that forgiveness, eternal life is ours. It is that assurance that makes Good Friday so good. As we journey toward Easter together, remember what Jesus told us to do. Love one another. Take care of one another. Love God and know that God is with you always and that God loves you. Until we are together again, may the Lord bless you and those you love. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and those you love and give you peace. Amen.